Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute. With JJS and Lady Liberty, we're broadcasting from Patriot-held territory inside the wire. And God bless all of you, especially those of you outside the wire in occupied territories. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Where we can swing the wiffle bat all we
That's
want.
That's right. It colored in the American flag.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, really. No kidding.
It's embossed, so it leaves little indents of stars.
There you go. Yes, make them see stars is the
yes.
The whole thing behind that, right? Well, my gosh, there's some interesting things going on.
Yes, indeed.
In the past couple days. And in case you missed it, they were describing on the Justice League channel that Muammar Gaddafi was assassinated on October 20th, 2011. And what they posted was a clip of him describing how before he was killed by the United States, well, actually by Hillary's order through NATO, he was warning the world about COVID and describing how if the vaccines were free, then many of these viruses would stop appearing and basically it would go away. But he goes on to describe here for a full, well, minute and a half how it's all a huge money-making scheme that they have planned. And so this was in 2011 before Hillary had him killed.
Right.
And so just kind of interesting that this was going on and knowledge, common knowledge apparently to anybody that was looking as far as leaders knew, and he was talking about it. And
yeah.
So to find out that, wow, another reason they killed him, you know?
You know, just one day we're going to find out about all the lies and deception, you know, you know, on the other side of this world.
Right.
And it's, but we already know, it's so infuriating to see. And now, you know, we have other charades that are taking, like yesterday, apparently this guy rams into at slow speed a White House gate with the U-Haul.
Right.
And then all of a sudden this Nazi flag appears at the scene and he's yelling all these, I haven't even seen any quotes, but they're saying it was disturbing the things that he was yelling. So he's being charged with trying to kill a president or a vice president or their family or whatever. But no weapons, nothing in the truck, completely empty U-Haul. The guy turns out to be an Indian, and his, you know, this article, nobody's buying this. This guy is Sai Varshith Kandula. He's an Indian guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are saying this has got the FBI all over it. I mean, this smells like the FBI.
Yeah.
You got an Indian guy, there's really no threat. You're not getting through that barricade with a U-Haul, empty,
right.
No weapons,
right.
But you know, they've got the Nazi flag there. Right when Biden is on this little campaign kick talking about white supremacy is the most dangerous threat America faces. Now he's a victim.
Oh, brother.
Of this Nazi attack, right?
By
a guy from India.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not even creative.
Yeah.
With the spin, the lies, the drama. And the charades is...
Well, they found out that they don't have to be creative because nobody ever does anything about it anyway. Just as long as they throw any kind of a lie as an excuse out there, that's all they need. They feel like that covers their tracks. I mean, just lie about anything and that's good
right.
enough.
Right, yeah. Well, like the headline says, nobody's buying it.
Right. Well, you know, to switch gears a little bit, as you all know, what's coming up in June is from the whole LGBTQ community is they're claiming the month of June as Gay Pride Month.
The whole month. So we have Veterans Day.
Yeah.
We have U.S. Servicemen's Day.
President's Day.
Right. Resurrection Day.
Yeah.
They get a whole month.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, check this out. I think that the Russians have got the right answer to this kind of nonsense. In fact, Serbia is even on the right page, you know. And here in Serbia, a parade was held in Belgrade to celebrate traditional family values coined Family Pride Day. And So, I mean, gosh, maybe we should take after Serbia. And boy, if the LGBTQ community can do it for a whole month, then so can we.
Right.
We should follow Serbia in their lead and just claim Family Pride Month.
Well, you know, there's a problem with the word pride, too. I think you were actually onto something a couple days ago when you suggested maybe Family or Christian Humility Month.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, humble ourselves before the Lord.
That's right.
Proudly proclaim ourselves as Christians. That's something to be proud of, to belong to Him.
Yep.
I'm proud to belong to Him. And but otherwise, before Him in humility.
Yes, definitely.
And so, yeah, Christian Humility Month, and just take it over.
Yeah.
Or I kind of like actually the tongue-in-cheek or the little twist that you come up with, Straight Up Humility Month.
Yes, that's right.
Straight Up Humility Month.
Yeah. Well, seriously, because that ends up being the exact opposite of everything demonic behind Gay Pride Month. You know, I mean, first of all, pride is of the devil, which is why he was kicked out of heaven, was for pride.
Right.
And we also know that homosexuality is a satanic thing as well, as Jonathan Cahn describes very clearly, that every time...
Oh, these are principalities.
Yeah, the principalities come in, and like what happened with Sodom and Gomorrah, it all starts with Baal worship, and then Ashtoreth is the second demonic principality that comes in and starts causing people to, well, start influencing people to become...
Sexual revolution.
Homosexual,
yeah.
And transgender, starting to actually change genders.
That's Ashtoreth. Right.
Yeah. That's the second one behind Baal. So it goes Baal, Ashtoreth, and then the remaining one is Moloch. They go in threes.
Yes,
and
this the sacrificing of children.
Yep, that's right. So when it starts happening, they show up in threes. And so just the fact that first of all, Satan was cast out of heaven for pride, and then this whole homosexual agenda is horribly demonic as well. And we don't hate the people, we hate the sin, just like every other kind of sexual sin, adultery, all of them.
We're going to stand against it, especially when they pray against the children.
Yep, that's right.
Which is what they're after now.
Yep.
So, and that final one, Ashtoreth was... I am man and I am woman. You know, it was
right.
A twist on the, this is the transsexual principality.
Right. And that's all written in Jonathan Cahn's new book, in fact. And you can also Google his description of that from YouTube if you'd be so inclined to listen to that, and if you haven't already, it's quite informative.
Oh, Google, but there's a whole nother topic there.
Oh yeah.
Use DuckDuckGo. There
well,
you go.
No, it's a YouTube thing, so you just would look it up on YouTube.
Yeah. He's been interviewed a lot talking about that, and he really explains it well. We've watched
way better
several
than
of his interviews, like in Christian Broadcasting and others.
That's right.
So speaking of that, good segue into the word of the day.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Well, so the word of the day comes to us from Matthew.
Wait, the word of the day on what? For what?
Oh, I'm sorry. The word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday my gosh. Wow.
Our sound effects crew is standing there looking like they didn't have a job.
Right.
All right.
Like, you pay us for what?
Right.
Okay. So it comes to us from Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15, which read, "In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." And
Amen.
Then it goes on to say, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And that's it.
Oh, and yeah, so that's a classic.
Hasn't
heard that one? That's a good reminder, though.
It is. It's super weighty, though. You know, I mean, it's not just a nice prayer. It comes with conditions.
Well, it has all the components.
Right.
It covers it all. And, you know, this was, you know, Jesus' model prayer because of everything involved. You know, if you, what's really kind of neat to do with, especially like this scripture, is to go through like the Bible Gateway or some of these other online Bible study websites and read the commentaries.
Right.
They're rich. The lessons that are pulled from these are just, and of course, you've got a really great commentary Bible that you usually use. I think that's what you're using this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. This one, it was produced and published by Pat Robertson, who is basically in charge of the Christian Broadcast Network.
Right.
And so he did a fantastic job. He's such a great biblical scholar, and so they do a really nice job. But, you know, the importance of forgiving is almost like central and pivotal to the entire teaching of Jesus, you know?
It's so reinforced everywhere.
Well, the whole basis for his grace toward us is based on his being willing to forgive, right? If we will repent and humble ourselves before him and admit that we have sinned and that we are sinners and that we need him, he is faithful to forgive.
Yes.
And so then this describes that there's conditions as well.
Right.
You know, like if before you come to him asking for any kind of prayer to be answered, he wants to know, have you forgiven your brother? You know, is there anybody that you're holding something over that is going to prevent me from answering your prayer?
Yeah.
And so he says, you know, that go first and do that. Forgive them and then come back to me with your prayers, right? And so it means it's extremely pivotal for the Lord to know that you forgive in the same manner that you want to be forgiven.
Exactly. There are certain people that you don't want to let go. I'm not going to forgive them because, well, they don't deserve it. I mean,
right.
What they've done is so horrible.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you reflect, do you want God to use that measure with you? Because when you, I mean, the most righteous person is like dirty rags in front of the Lord in his righteousness. And all of us have things that were, when you start thinking about your own self.
Right.
And that you hope the Lord will forgive you, that you're sure that he has forgiven you. But it really comes into question. If you're not willing to forgive somebody for that, but you still want him to forgive you for that and that and that and that.
Right.
Then there's a problem there. And so, yeah, this is a really good self-check scripture.
Yes, exactly. And it really forces you to forgive is what it does because a person is extremely willing to forgive themselves.
Right.
You know, I mean, you can justify your actions all day long.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the second somebody offends you, you want it out for that person.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so at this, I mean, that's a constant reminder for me actually is I go, well, everything that I have done in the sight of the Lord is extremely offensive to him. Extremely offensive to him. And even if it's just a thought or if it was actually even accompanied by an action, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
All of those things are offensive enough that it would get you kicked out of heaven and it would cause you to be killed if it wasn't for his grace and mercy and, you know, having
right.
Died on the cross for us and our sins, you know? And so, we can't ever forget just how offensive what we've done against the Lord is to him. And
right.
so every time we think about somebody offending us, just remind yourself like I do, oh, trust me, they probably haven't offended you anywhere near as much as we have offended the Lord.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, good one. One more time. I want to put the address out there.
The address. The address for the word was Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15.
Good, good deal. All right, got it. All right, let's take a quick break here. We've got more stuff on the other side. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping to get you rapture ready. And you can learn all about that. That's JesusAppears.com. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be back with the Morning Commute, segment 2, right after this.
People wonder, how can a communist look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face?
When it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%, and that's because of the actions that this president has taken.
Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website there is prepping2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, what do you think?
We've got an update here that is, very infuriating, coming to us from Arizona. I'm sure you've all heard about it by now, But as you likely know, the judge tosses Carrie Lake's lawsuit after trial on the fraudulent signature verification. And
yep.
Boy, you know, I still think that Ryan Heath, the attorney that has started the Gavel Project down in Arizona.
Yes.
We had mentioned that he wrote Carrie Lake a very straightforward letter describing that she needs to get rid of those attorneys because they've done nothing for her. In fact, Ryan Heath is the only one so far, the only attorney that has done anything good for her at all and had results from it too.
These guys, they have one failure after another. The team that she has now, the legal team, they get smacked down, and he really articulated well the points of failure in their entire approach
right.
to how they are, what they are filing lawsuits on.
Yep.
And then the information, the evidence, the case that they put together to support the wrong approach in the first place is basically, it's kind of a setup for failure. And, you know, they're not trying to sabotage her, but they're just not making the right decisions. And he pointed out the right decisions they need to be making. I'm still hoping that letter makes its way to her. I can't believe she has not seen it by now.
Right. And maybe she will think twice now that another judge has failed her and so have her attorneys. And because Ryan Heath, he's the one that had filed the lawsuit against the judge who originally dismissed Carrie Lake's election lawsuit.
Yes.
And he won. And so he's basically just calling out her attorneys. And he even used the verbiage, you need to get rid of your attorneys because they suck.
That's what he wrote.
That's what he said.
His official memorandum.
Right. And so, you know, somebody with a little bit more aggressive tactic like this
What you should be filing lawsuits on.
Yeah.
And they're just you know, missing it. So
yep, he said their arguments were just ridiculous and made no sense. And so it almost makes you wonder if she's not being sabotaged on purpose by these attorneys. You know, it in this world of lies and people that want to stop her, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. I mean, of course, just sheer speculation, but it's a possibility.
Well, she takes a lot of inspiration from Trump. Maybe this is one. You're fired.
Yeah, that's right. He
has no trepidation or hesitation about firing somebody that's not getting the results that he wants.
Right.
And she's been dragging these guys along, or they're dragging her along, for far too long.
Absolutely. Yep.
If these things aren't fixed, there is no 2024. Well, like we said in 2020, we just lost America. There will never be another fair election again in this country if those things are not dealt with, and they have not been sufficiently dealt with,
right?
Even up till now.
And like we've stated before, the sheer fact that the left has no plans of even attending any of the presidential debates, nothing.
Yeah, they don't need to.
They don't need to, and that proves that they have all the whole election fraud thing in the bag, and they know it.
That's not a good sign, I'll tell you. When if you run a presidential campaign from your basement and you do three or four appearances where you got like six people there and four of them are press and you still win, come on.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, it's
exactly, we're not buying
it. It's exactly like what Katie Hobbs did. And look at that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fraud.
Precisely.
That's the best indicator that they are fraudulent and they know it.
She literally ran from journalists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, she wouldn't engage in any debate at all.
Right.
And so we've got an update here from Marjorie Taylor Greene in the next clip here that you're really going to appreciate, because she's describing how the House Oversight Committee investigation has facts linking the CCP foreign nationals to Joe Biden with direct bank deposits, and how more or less his refusal to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon was like a strategic sabotage by the CCP-owned White House. Listen now to what she has to say.
I'd like to continue talking about this Chinese spy balloon here for just a minute. It is truly shocking. Senior U.S. government officials reported in February 2023 that the Chinese spy balloon was able to gather intelligence from several sensitive homeland defense sites, resulting from the Biden administration's, of course, willful refusal, shocking refusal, something that Americans just do not understand, can't comprehend why it wasn't shot down. Given it's a proven fact that the Biden family has been receiving payments from our oversight investigation from CCP-linked foreign nationals in exchange for power and influence, this could very well be strategic sabotage by the CCP, basically owned White House. I would like to ask you, Mr. Kahangama, do you think that this is a national security threat against our homeland?
Thank you for the question. While I would defer some of the intelligence questions to my colleague in the intelligence community, I would say that the ability of the high-altitude balloon to conduct surveillance from the CCP perspective is a threat to our country.
Right, but given the fact that we've seen money transferred from China into LLCs, and then that money being paid out to multiple Biden family members, that is a clear, it actually puts our country at risk, our entire national security at risk when that's happening. And that's proven in bank statements. It has been shown in financial reports that exist in the Treasury that we've reviewed. And I think it's very serious.
Yeah, you're darn right it's serious. There's a lot of serious things. And the people that are in positions to investigate are not, well, as far as the Department of Justice. I mean, this whole thing's a cover-up. They're so doggone corrupt.
Right.
And in fact, the FBI is still arrogantly refusing to turn over these documents that this Judiciary Oversight Committee is subpoenaing from the FBI. Now they're talking about reminding them that they hold the purse strings. And this is exactly what I said, I don't know, maybe Monday or late last week. They need to yank the funding.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the Department of Justice, and yep, especially the FBI.
Definitely.
Until they start getting results. And these people have gotten away with so much for so long, they don't have to do anything, anybody says.
That's right. And, well, thank goodness for her, though, because she's tenacious and she doesn't stop. Hopefully, neither will Carrie Lake. And here I have an impeachment week wrap-up from Marjorie Taylor Greene that she had sent out in her newsletter describing the articles of impeachment that she filed, and how each one of those resolutions now has anywhere between 3 and 6 co-sponsors. Like, for instance, the impeachment bill for Joe Biden is co-sponsored by Matt Gaetz, Diana Hershberger from Tennessee, and from Corey Mills from Florida. And of course, then they get other people to sign on beneath them.
Yep.
And so she's doing very well. All 5 of the people that she filed articles of impeachment against have, like I said, anywhere between 3 and 6 co-sponsors on those bills right now.
Good, good. Bring the fight to them. All right, guys. Well, you be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute. And we'll do it all over again.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.